Good morning, a comfortably cool start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most places in the 40s and lower 50s this morning. That little bit of humidity that moved in yesterday and produced a few scattered showers and thunderstorms across parts of the region is now long gone and off the East Coast. High pressure is building in its place, and a slight northerly breeze has helped pushing temperatures down to seasonably low readings early this morning. We'll have a nice rebound with full sunshine during the day today. Temperatures will come back through the 50s and 60s. Valley locations will reach the lower 70s for afternoon highs, with most of the hill towns and in the mountains staying in the 60s. So a very autumn-like feel. Clear and cool again tonight with areas of fog forming. Most everyone in the 40s, though, across the higher terrain, even some upper 30s by tomorrow morning. This will set us up for a beautiful day tomorrow as well, with that same high pressure center in control. It'll be sunny and pleasant, a few degrees milder, with average readings in the lower to middle 70s. Right now, the weekend starts off dry. Sunshine on Saturday will give way to increasing clouds as that high builds off the East Coast. A southerly wind flow will develop, pulling in a little more moisture, so clouds will mix in as we get deeper into the day, and high temperatures will push up toward the 80-degree mark. The breeze will pick up from the south as well, and that'll pull in enough moisture to produce a few showers and thunderstorms on Saturday night. With that front slow to move through on Sunday, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, and scattered showers and thunderstorms will remain in the forecast for the second half of the weekend, with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Right now, it looks like a new area of high pressure will build in by Monday and dominate the weather for the first half of the week next week, keeping it dry. Monday and Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 70s to around 80 and mostly sunny in the mid-70s by Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of Nebraska and into north-central Kansas. Daytime heating will combine with northward advection of low-level moisture across the plains to yield moderate destabilization today. Enhanced west-southwesterly mid-level flow atop the low-level southeasterly winds forecast across the plains will spread eastward ahead of an upper-level storm. The resulting shear, combined with the air mass destabilization, will result in an environment supportive of organized storms with the risk for hail and/or locally damaging winds within the stronger cells. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Depression Julia, located about 60 miles south-southeast of Charleston, South Carolina, with winds of 35 miles per hour and gusts to 40. All of the gale force winds and most of the heavier rain with Julia remain displaced well to the northeast of the center and over the open water of the Atlantic Ocean. Strong wind shear is expected to prevent Julia from intensifying over the next several days as the circulation meanders off the southeast coast into the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under clear skies and a northwest breeze at 21 miles per hour. Temperature of 34 degrees. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 23 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 45, 83% relative humidity, a northeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.28 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 22 at Olney, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny, lower 70s, sunshine in Boston in the upper 60s, and sunny skies in Buffalo with highs right around 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 82 degrees, the low 53. The average temperature 68, that's 5 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 8-tenths of an inch for the month, which is now 63-hundredths of an inch below normal. And 24.25 inches for the year, which is 3.33 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 3 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 78, and 866 for the season, which is 286 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees. The average low, 52. The record high, 92, set in 1915, and the record low, 33, in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 6:35 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:04 p.m., 12 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasantly cool today with highs in the upper 60s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Clear and cool tonight in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and pleasantly cool today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and pleasant today with highs right around 70 degrees. Clear and cool tonight in the lower to mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the middle to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and pleasant again in the mid-70s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Saturday, dry, breezy, and warmer near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday, upper 70s to around 80. And mostly sunny in the mid-70s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.